January 23rd, Edouard Manet picks up More Than Just Ideas. On this day in 1832, the French painter Edouard Manet was born. A major influence on later artists, Manet's work represents the transition from realism to impressionism. Born into a well-to-do Parisian family, he could afford to travel and study the masters whose work he greatly admired and often paraphrased. For example, his famous painting Le Déjeuner sur l'herbe follows the composition of a Raphael drawing, and his Olympia is reminiscent both of Goya's Naked Maha as well as Titian's work. Many of his paintings contain homage to old masters. Manet knew almost everyone in the Paris art world: Degas, Monet, Pizarro, Cézanne, Renoir, as well as the writers Émile Zola, Stéphane Mallarmé, and Charles Baudelaire. It seems that even such an array as these couldn't stop him from wandering off the path of righteousness. He died of complications from syphilis at the age of 51. Today's poem is by Christopher Marlowe. It springs to mind when looking at Le Déjeuner sur l'herbe because of the images that it produces. But we will leave this paltry land and sail from hence to Greece, to lovely Greece. I'll be thy Jason, thou my golden fleece, where painted carpets o'er the meads are hurled, and Bacchus' vineyards overspread the world, where woods and forests go in goldly green. I'll be Adonis, thou shalt be love's queen. The meads, the orchards, and the primrose lanes, instead of sedge and reed, bear sugar canes. Thou, in those groves by Dis above, shall live with me and be my love. Today I am grateful for the endless and uncomplicated pleasure that comes from viewing great works of art.